Oh, hello, hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. Wherever you are in the world, how are you doing today? I am coming your way today, Progress on Purpose, Pastor Mackenzie Cambisi. Again, coming in with a word. This is going to be a powerful word that's going to encourage you on the journey, even on this day, even in this month, even in this year. And I want us to talk today. I'm going to preach or encourage. It's not really a preachment. I'm going to encourage somebody on your journey. I just want to encourage somebody on your journey. When uncertainty is the new normal. When uncertainty is the new normal. What do I do? Where do I go? How do I handle it when uncertainty is the new normal? Please encourage somebody, share, because I have a word. It won't be long, but it's going to be very powerful. It's going to be life-changing because that's what I believe in. I strongly believe that if you progress on purpose, everything that you desire and everything that you expect and you're looking for in your life will definitely become a reality. And we are praying, Father, bless us, be with us, tabernacle here with us, dwell here with us, and lift us out of this place to the place where you want us to be. In Jesus' name we do pray, amen. When uncertainty is the new normal. I want to read and teach from, if you will, from Revelation, the book of Revelation, chapter 1 and verse 9 and 10. That's where I'm going to get this empowerment from. Revelation chapter 1, verse 9 and 10. And it reads, I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the isle, on an island that is called Patmos, for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. And then I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet. I, John, both your brother and your companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the island that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet. I'm speaking on the subject when uncertainty is the new normal. John had served. John had done right. John had lived the faith and the truth and the revelation that God had given him. And yet it had gotten him into trouble. And so here we find John on an island where he was surrounded by water and every other thing that could threaten his life. He was on this rocky island called Patmos. And John says, whilst I was there, uncertainty became my new normal. For John was not sent there for a vacation. He was not sent there so that he could enjoy time alone, so that he could have downtime. But he was sent there because it was a form of punishment. Nothing was guaranteed on the Isle of Patmos. Nothing was certain on the Isle of Patmos. And I want to talk to somebody. You got to ask yourself a question. Wherever you find yourself in, number one, I want you to understand, John says, listen, I was there because of the word of the Lord and the testimony of Jesus Christ. And then he says, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And I want you to understand, my friend, whatever location or situation that has isolated you from your normal, I want you to get a word. Here it is, number one, God is with you in that place. Whatever situation or location that has isolated you from your normal and you are living in the world of uncertainty. Uncertainty has become your new normal. Like John on the Isle of Patmos, I want to encourage you. Here it is, that God is with you in that place. Whatever the place is, whatever the location is, God is with you in that location. John says, I was on the island called Patmos, but I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Let me tell you something. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, the Lord himself is. So whatever your situation, the uncertainty that you are in, your Isle of Patmos, your isolation and your removal from your normal, number one, I want you to understand that God is with you in that place, whatever the location is. It may be, Pastor, the location where I feel isolated. I'm in a brokenness place. I'm in a sickness place. I'm in a betrayal place. I'm in a tribulation place. Pastor, I am in hell. Well, hell by location or by situation, I want you to understand, child of God, that God is with you in that place. And here's the second thing I want you to understand. John says, listen, I'm on the Isle of Cold Patmos. You need to understand why. There's a reason why I'm there, for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. Here's number two. Nothing catches God by surprise. Wherever God has put you, wherever God has allowed you to go, no matter how uncertain your new normal has become, I want you to understand that nothing catches God by surprise. In the midst of your change, the right there, God is not surprised. In the midst of your situation, right there, God is not surprised. In the midst of the chaos that's taking place in your life, God is not surprised. In the middle of senselessness in your life, John was on an isle called Patmos, not because he had applied for this, not because he had done anything evil, not because he had sinned or done anything wrong, but because John was right. He was led to a place of uncertainty, and I'm talking to a child of God who has done everything right, who has prayed about it, who has sung about it, who has worshiped about it, but God has permitted, allowed you to go to the isle called Patmos. You are isolated from the rest of your normal. Life has become uncertain. I want you to understand, in that place, number one, God is with you in that place. God is with you in that place of brokenness. God is with you in that place of sickness. God is with you in that place of betrayal. God is with you in that place of tribulation. I am coming. God is with you even in that hell of a place. Hell as a location or hell as a situation. Somebody out there is living in hell as a situation. Somebody might be living in hell as a location. I want you to understand that God will never take you to a place where God will never go with you. And so John says, I was in the spirit. Let me tell you something. My reality was messed up, but I want you to understand that the revelation I had was that God was with me. Number two, nothing catches God by surprise. John says, I was not on the Isle of Patmos for no reason. He says, I was there, listen, not because I had stolen, but for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus the Christ. Nothing catches God by surprise. Whatever you are in, my friend, when uncertainty is your new normal, you need to understand, believe this, that nothing catches God by surprise. Number three, something that you need to understand. I like what John says. John says, listen, I was on the Isle called Patmos, and in verse 10, listen to this, I'm about to finish. In verse 10, he says, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet. When uncertainty is your new normal, number three, learn to manage your transition, not your change. Oh God, learn to manage your transition and not the change. Where is it in the text? Here it is. John says, well, my location was changed. John says, well, my associations were changed. John says, well, I was put in a place in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the sea. In other words, my life had changed, but John says in verse 10, I didn't focus on my change, but I focused on my transition. He said, whilst my change brought me to the isle called Patmos, he said there was transition on the isle called Patmos. In other words, he says, listen, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. I didn't forget what day it was. John says, and whilst I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, I heard behind me, there was a loud voice. I was alone. I was lonely, but then I discovered, but he never leave me nor forsake me. When uncertainty is your new normal, learn to manage the transition and not the change. Brokenness changes you. Sickness changes you. Betrayal changes you. Tribulation changes you. Hell changes you. My friend, don't focus on the change, because change comes with the location. But here's what it is. But you still got power to manage the transition. John says there was more. John says the last voice I heard of the jailer who dropped me at the island was not the only voice I heard. There was a new voice. There was a new accent. There was a new revelation. There was somebody was with me. I sensed their presence with me. When you are in a situation where uncertainty is your new normal, learn to manage your transitions. It matters, because here it is, my friend. Whilst you're trying to fight the changes, you are not making progress in the transition. I want you to talk to me. Here it is. If you focus on the transition You're going to discover there's progress in your transition and there's no progress in your change. Fighting your change won't help you, but it will take away your time. It is in your transitions that God brings new colors, new experiences, new encounters. So whenever your world becomes uncertain, when uncertainty becomes your new normal, you find yourself isolated from what is normal to you. Learn to manage your transitions and not the change. That's what Joseph did throughout the whole story of Joseph. Joseph never managed change. Joseph managed transition. That's why when he transitioned into being a slave, Joseph could become the best slave and rise to the top because Joseph was not fighting change. Life had changed when he was sold by his brothers. Life had changed when he became a slave. But you need to understand when uncertainty becomes your new normal, learn to manage your transition, not your change. Oh, come on, somebody. I want to talk to you. In other words, Pastor Cambisi, how do I manage my transitions and not the change when uncertainty is my new normal? Well, you need to know the difference between transitional planning versus transitional process. Oh, God, Jesus, help me. You need to get to a point where you need to understand what is my transitioning planning versus transitional process. What does that mean? In other words, it's as if when John was picked out from where everybody was and he was thrown into this, onto this island called Patmos, the brother had to get into a mentality of transitional process. That's why John, whilst he was alone on the isle called Patmos, he had space to hear other voices. He had space to focus on what day it was. He had faith. He had space to acknowledge that he was in the spirit. The life was not good. The reality was bad, but he was in the spirit. And can I talk to somebody who is listening to me right now? Listen, where the spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. That's what the Bible says. Where there's the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is freedom. Even when you are in bondage, when the spirit of God comes on you, you are out of the space because God frees your mind. You may be in reality in a physical location, but when the spirit of the Lord comes in, he will take you up higher. He'll take you to another place where you can look down on your situation and then learn that you are in transition and not only changing. And here's the last thing, my friends, then I'll let you go. When uncertainty is your new normal, I want you to understand, child of God, that God will always shift your life. God will always shift your life. And I want you to understand that it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what condition you are in. I want you to understand that God will always shift your life. God will always shift your life. John the Revelator, he says, listen, I, your brother and companion, Revelation 1:9, in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the island that is called Patmos. I was on the island called Patmos. Let me talk to somebody. Some of us may just need to acknowledge that you are on an island. You may need to acknowledge that you are in a situation. It starts with acknowledgement because here it is. Whenever you acknowledge it, it will help you to appreciate and to expect more from the God who has put you on that place. John did not kind of spiritualize his location. John says, I was on the island. I was on the island called Patmos. And I want to talk to a child of God listening to me right now. What kind of island has the grace of God permitted you to be on? What is it that God has isolated you from? Where is it that God has put you at? You need to know where you are in order for you to appreciate why you are where you are. God will always shift your life. All right, that's normal in the life of a believer. God will always shift your life. So what does it mean, Pastor Cambisi? When God shifts your life, I'm finishing. When God shifts your life, listen to me. When God shifts your life, listen to me. When God isolates you, listen to me. When God permits you to your normal to end and introduces you into the world of uncertainty, listen to me. When God shifts your life, whether he shifts it through brokenness, shifts it through sickness, shifts it through employment, unemployment, betrayal, tribulation, hell, it doesn't matter how God shifts your life. Listen to me on this one. You must learn. You must know the difference between the challenge of your faith versus the frustration of your faith. Whenever God shifts your life, you need to know the difference between the challenge of your faith and the frustration of your faith. You need to answer that question. Is my faith being challenged or my faith is being frustrated? And I want you to understand, child of God, because when you answer that question, how you answer that question is going to make the difference. For John, he says, listen here, brothers and sisters, I was not on the isle called Patmos because of frustration of my faith. The brother says, I was on the isle called Patmos for the word of God. It was challenge of my faith. For the testimony of Jesus, it was challenge of my faith. When you are in the isle called Patmos, when you are in a world of uncertainty, not because of frustration on your faith, but because of challenge on your faith, I'm telling you right now, your ears are ready to hear what else is out here. Your eyes are ready to see what else is out here. And I'm about to finish. It is number four. When uncertainty becomes your new normal, is number five. You must always believe that your current situation is not a representation of your future. Oh God, I feel it. When uncertainty becomes your new normal, you must believe that your current situation, the isle called Patmos, is not a representation of your future. What does that mean, Pastor? Sickness is not a representation of your future. Brokenness is not a representation of your future. Being divorced is not a representation of your future. Being single is not a representation of your future. Being a widow or a widower is not a representation of your future. Pastor, where is it in the text? I'm finishing. Here it is. When you look at John, he was on the isle called Patmos all by himself, and it was lonely out there. But John says, whilst I was there, I was in the spirit. In other words, God was with me in that place. Whilst I was on the isle called Patmos, John says, nothing caught God by surprise. John says, whilst I was on the isle called Patmos, he says, listen, let me tell you something. I learned to manage my transitions and not the change. I could do nothing with the change, but I had something to do with the transition. John says, I learned on the isle called Patmos that God will shift my life. And whilst I was sitting on this rocky island, instead of whining, instead of my faith being frustrated, I knew that this was the challenge of my faith. God was not frustrating my faith. God was challenging my faith. God was stretching my faith. God was growing my faith. And because God was growing my faith, Pastor Kambiz, you need to understand, I was on the isle called Patmos only in chapter 1. Because in chapter 2, I was in the spirit and I started seeing visions. And God started showing me stuff. In chapter 3, Pastor Kambiz, God had to show me visions. And I was out of my reality was no longer what was controlling my life, but it was the revelation of God that made Patmos a bearable place. And he said in chapter 4, God even invited me, Pastor Kambiza, to go into the very throne room of God. I was on Patmos physically, but I was in a revelatory world with spiritually. In other words, my mentality was not looking at the rocks. I wasn't counting rocks, Pastor Kambiza, because my current situation was not a representation of my future. Do you know that, Pastor Kambiza? I, John, even saw the new city. I was on the isle called Patmos, Pastor Kambiza, but I saw the new Jerusalem coming down, dressed like a bride, coming down for the groom. I saw the future. I saw where there will be no weeping, no crying, no death, no more sorrow. Why? Because God himself shall dwell among his people. I want to talk to you, child of God. When uncertainty becomes your new normal, I want you to always believe and tell yourself that your current situation is not a representation of your future. Why? Because God wants to show you something. May you please don't abuse your pain of the isle called Patmos in your life. Whatever you are going through, whether it is brokenness, whether it's sickness, whether it's betrayal, whether it's tribulation, or if it's even hell itself, please take advantage of whatever situation you find yourself in. That's what John did. He didn't whine. He didn't let that baby seat of the devil called self-pity to block the revelation that God had for him. Let me tell you something. God will use your situation to be a pulpit that will bless somebody else. May your been throughs bring breakthroughs to somebody else. John had been to Patmos, but he gave us breakthrough that there's a city coming down out of heaven somewhere. Whatever God allows you to go through, may your been throughs bring breakthroughs to somebody else, because God is not frustrating your faith, but God is challenging your faith. When uncertainty is your new normal. My friend, I, John, was on the isle called Patmos. All of us, if you keep on living, if you keep on doing what's right, God is going to give you a free pass to an isle called Patmos. And when you get there, don't forget that God is with you in that place. That's what Nelson Mandela Madiba did when they took him and put him on an island where he spent days, 20-something years, breaking rocks. They thought they were going to break him. But whilst he was there, we got one of the greatest leaders of our lifetime, because it was while he was in Patmos that Nelson Mandela became the icon that we still celebrate in this world. I don't know what God has allowed you to be isolated on. Stop always blaming yourself for where you are. God will always shift your life. And you need to understand, my friend, learn to manage the transition and not the change. Your progress is in your transition. It's not in the change. Fighting the change, my friend, you are literally running out of energy and time. But when you manage the transition, you'll go to chapter 2, and God will make the story bigger than your personal comfort. You go to chapter 3 of Revelation, and God makes it bigger. In fact, when you look at John, John starts in chapter 1. He was on an isle called Patmos. Can I talk to you? The book of Revelation, every fourth chapter of the book of Revelation, it is a heavenly view of life. So John starts on an isle called Patmos, and in chapter 4, he is right in the throne room of God. In chapter 8, he is way up in heaven. In chapter 12, he is taken up to heaven. In chapter 16, he is taken up to heaven. In chapter 20, he is taken up to heaven. Let me tell you something, child of God, when uncertainty becomes your new normal, know the difference between the challenge of your faith and the frustration of your faith. When uncertainty becomes your new normal, know the difference between transition and change. Be faithful on that island that God has put you on. There's a revelation that can only come through you being on the isle called Patmos. Oh, it may be sickness, there's revelation. Don't go through pain and come back with nothing. And I want you to understand, when uncertainty is your new normal, my friend, you need what John says. Listen, I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and passion of Jesus Christ, was on the isle called Patmos. Acknowledge your islands. Acknowledge where you are. And when you are there, John says, physically, my reality was an island. But spiritually, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. And I heard some heavenly voice. And he spoke and gave me revelation. When uncertainty is your new normal, my friend, five things that I'm out of your way. Remember, God is with you in that place. Whatever the location, brokenness, sickness, betrayal, tribulation, even hell, whether it's location or situation, God is with you in that situation. And nothing catches God by surprise. That's why he can bring his spirit to you when you are on an island of isolation. Why? Because in the midst of your change, in the midst of your situation, in the midst of your chaos, in the midst of the senselessness of your life, nothing catches God by surprise. Number three, my friend, when uncertainty becomes your new normal, learn to manage the transition and not the change. Oh God, here it is. Don't try to manage the change, but learn to manage the transition. Everyone through scripture, whoever made it real and succeeded, they didn't fight the change. They literally managed the transition. Because wherever God is taking you, he will not go alone. He will go with you, never leave you nor forsake you. It may be an island lonely, the rocks are cold, but God wants to give you the very first television of all time. The book of Revelation was given when a man was in isolation. God wants to do more with your pain. And number four, God will shift your life. God will shift your life. God will shift your life. Don't fight that. That's reality. God will shift your life. If he created you, he will shift your life. Happy today, sad tomorrow, whatever it is. Listen, I'm not going to manage the change, but I'm going to manage the transition. And the last thing, my friends, before I pray, whenever uncertainty becomes your new normal, I want to remind you that your current situation is not a representation of your future. John says, I saw the New Jerusalem. In chapter 1, I am on an island called Patmos. In chapter 20, I saw New Jerusalem coming. No more sin, my friends. I saw a table so long because we're to get on that welcome table of God. Whatever isolation God has permitted to come your way, there's more revelation that you can receive in that situation. And we are praying, thank you, Father, for this moment. Bless and keep my friends. And God, we pray that in our Patmos of brokenness, Patmos of sickness, Patmos of betrayal, Patmos of tribulation, Patmos of hell, whether as a location or a situation, God, we pray that you may help us to focus on the revelation of you through our situations, because God, you are up to something greater. And may somebody get a breakthrough because we have been through. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Blessings on you, my friends. Pastor McKenzie, come busy. Listen, I got to go to the next sermon coming in right now. I love you all. Be blessed. Keep on ticking. Love your location. Love your location. Blessings on you.